Thank you for calling customer support. You've reached Debbie. How may I help you today?
Well, some time back, I purchased an item from you guys, you know, with the special, and they didn't work. I called to get a refund. They had said, oh, you were supposed to do it within 14 days. So to make a long story short, they had promised a 75% refund. And on January 13th, I called to ask them where it was. And they gave me some story, said, well, it might take up to 10 days. I still have not seen that return back to my account, and we are well past 10 days.
Okay, can I start by getting your zip code, please?
60506.
May I have your first and last name?
Jeff Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N.
Okay, Mr. Duncan, and for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address on file, please?
924 North Randall Road, Aurora, Illinois, 60506.
Okay, hold one moment, please. Let me review your account to see exactly what's going on.
Sure.
With.
Thank you.
Okay, just hold one moment, please. I need to send this over because I see that it still hasn't been refunded yet, and I don't know what's going on, so I'm going to have to send this to a higher up to get them to get this issue. Hold one moment,
thank
please,
you,
while I update this account.
Sure.
And, sir, if you don't mind, can you verify your telephone number for me?
630-907-7386.
Thank you so much for that. And do you still have that email address, duncanfoods@sbcglobal.net?
Correct.
Okay. I'm just putting this all on the form. Okay, I just sent this over for your refund of the amount of $74.96. If you want to, you can give us...
Hold on. You said $54?
No, sir, $74.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I misunderstood you.
$74.96. I sent this up because I do see it was not refunded yet. They would have to, the higher ups would have to actually get a hold of this account and manually refund it back to you.
Okay.
What you can do, what I can suggest for you to do is, since I just sent it over, if you want to give it another 24 hours to give us a call back to see if it has been updated in the system, because it will show up on the screen if it's been refunded back or not.
Okay. What's the last four numbers on the credit card that you have to refund it on?
It's a Visa in it in 7986.
Okay. That number is no longer valid. So if they're going to refund it, they're going to have to refund it to a different account or a different number, same account.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and get you transferred to a supervisor, because we don't have permission to do it. They had to change it for you. So hold one moment for me, please.
Okay, thank you.